What is a law? A law, it means something that happens every time, and it happens to everybody. If you jump, you don't stay in the air, do you? You come down. Why? Because we have the law of gravity. Very good. And it works every time, or sometimes yes, or sometimes no. What do you think? It works every time.
It wouldn't always work on Pluto.
If, well, not in Pluto, but we are, unfortunately, we are not in Pluto, right? If I drop my pen, what is going to happen?
It's going to go down because of the law of gravity.
Okay, and unless you're in a spaceship, right? So, you know that it's going to happen, okay? What happens, I mean, if there is electricity, of course, and you go and turn out the switch when it's dark, what is going to happen?
Lights turn off.
Okay.
Because the circuit is broken.
So, you know something? I mean, if the circuit is not broken and there is electricity, it will happen every time. Okay? Now, do you have to think about when every time you take a breath? Oh, it's time to breathe. It's time to breathe. What happens if you sleep? Oh, my goodness.
It's natural.
So, this is a law. Well, today we're going to talk a very important. The most important talk of the whole year is today. It's going to be talking about the law of attraction. Law of attraction means, very careful, that what we think, it comes manifested every single time. Like gravity, it happens every single time. But we didn't know this. So, here we go, we get up in the morning, we're all worried. You know something is happening. I don't want to go to school. You know something, I need to take my milk. What are we thinking? Sorry. Shitty thoughts. What is happening in our life? Shitty life. Sorry. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but that's what is happening. Right? So if we learn, this is a learning process. See, I'm going to be 60. And I'm still learning. So if I open my eyes, I told you I'm in this flower, and you need to go wherever you work. Excuse me. If I want my life to be good, if I want my day to go according to what I wanted, this is not the way to start my day. So I said, what do I want? Because you cannot change a thought. You have to put just another one. Okay? And I say, well, I want it to be on time, and I want a beautiful day, and everything goes well with me, and I see my friends, and I don't fight with anybody, my teacher is going to be very pleased with me. Whatever you want to put in your day is going to happen. Okay? Mr. Ernest Holmes is a very important guy. He started teaching us those things. He's not there with us. He is in Pluto. Or heaven, whatever you want to call it, okay? And he said that the universal mind, your mind, my mind, and God's mind, contains an incredible power and knowledge, and has the potential for all things. To the universal mind and to your mind, all things are possible. For us, is possible as much as we believe and can think or conceive in our mind. The universal wisdom is flowing through us. But we are only able to do that as if we are ready to understand it. If we believe that we are eternal consciousness manifested and we are one with God and we are God expressing through us, then we have to believe in the power of our thought. We are the creators of our own reality, and sometimes we don't like that. To me, it was a very horrible medicine to swallow. Couldn't believe how I created these things in my life. And still, I mean, I have been studying Abraham for 10 years. I'm a practitioner. And still the other day, Friday night, I happened to be until 3 o'clock in the morning understanding these things. So have patience, because I think consciousness, the more we know, or I have some theories that I want to tell you, it opens the channels and we understand it better and deeper every single time. This universal law, the law of attraction, is working in your life right now. Even if you understand it, even if you know about it, even if you accept it or not, it is happening like gravity. If we're going to have all our dreams and all our miracles in our life, we need to believe this. Okay? And for you guys, it's going to be so easy that I'm so envious. That's a bad thought, but never mind. Because if you do it, you'll have very happy lives. See, thoughts come from source. That's why we have our intelligence, our minds. Where does our mind come from? You know, scientists have looked, where are the thoughts? They have able to locate, where do we see, where do we smell here in our brain, where our memory is, where our languages are. But guess what? They haven't found where the thought comes from. They looked in our brains, and there is nothing there. So thoughts come from God, and thoughts are things. Thoughts are like a vibration of energy, and this vibration of energy attracts other kind of energy, the same, let's put it, the same color, same flavor, same smell, okay? So that you understand that. There is a poor man, his name was Job. Everything went wrong in his life in a certain time. What can I tell you? He lost his cattle. His children were killed. His house was burned. I mean, the poor guy was miserable, okay? Bad things happened to Job. You know what the poor Job had to say? Everything that I was fearful of came to me, okay? There is a guy who's called Napoleon Hill that said that it is not that we think thoughts are things. There are scientific proofs. There is two people who, because of studying this really very, very impressively, they got the Nobel Prize. You know what the Nobel Prize is? It's given to very, very wise people who are scientists, okay, and that they know a lot. They discovered the quantum physics, like Albert Einstein. And he said something very interesting. He said, there's two ways to live your life. Either you think of your life that nothing is a miracle, or the other way is to think that everything in your life is a miracle. So this is how it goes. We attract exactly similar things of what we're thinking about. I know that it sounds very simple, but it's exactly as it is. We're pure, we're human, we are very powerful attractors. And if we want to attract more of what we want, we need to think more of what we want. We need to think more about our desires. There is an old proverb in the Bible that says, as man thinks, as his heart. Now this is funny, this is a funny guy. Do we think with our heart or do we think with our mind? He's talking about when we think with our heart is because there is a lot of emotion there. Okay? And that, you need to think about your heart like vibrating. When you are happy, have you felt that how your heart vibrates when you're happy? And what happens when you are sad? Is it the same? Different? So, we need to think with our heart. And we can think ourselves like a radio. Can you tell me, if you put, I mean, what is your favorite station?
105.9.
Okay. What kind of music do they play there?
Jazz.
Oh, I like that one also. But I like another one that is 103.3 or something. That's classical. So if I want to hear your jazz, what do I need to do?
I just
turn
into the station.
Yes. Exactly the same with our heart and our thoughts. So if we want to manifest something wonderful in our lives, we need to tune it to the radio signal. Okay? Because it's used, I mean, I'm so upset. Why do I hear this jazz? I mean, I want to hear classic. But I have not changed the dial. So we cannot ask that, right? We need to change the dial. If we don't know these things, we are attracting by default. And if we are focusing in our problems or how to solve things or what should have done to be better, we are just manifesting more of the same. Manifestation is an art and a science. It happens in every plane of the existence in the world. The amoeba is thinking about eating, or the elephant, or the tiger, or anybody. They're thinking, and they're getting what they're asking. Sometimes we are not very aware of what we're asking. But for example, if by 1 o'clock, something is starting to feel a little funny, and your tummy says, feed me, I'm hungry, right? So guess what? Your tummy is also getting what it's asking. Or then, if you don't listen to your tummy, what happens? Your energy is like this. I'm so tired. Because we need to eat, right? So everything, this law affects everything and everybody. Okay? Even at the cellular molecule. What happened with the poor trees that we haven't got any rain lately? What happened? Just please rain. And guess what? 3 days of rain. Ernesto, okay? With a lot of rain. Did you see them? All of them are smiling. You go and see, all of them are smiling. Because they are having the water they needed. Okay? People are trying to be happy from a very long time. So there is many, many centuries ago that they really tried to do, to find out how we could do they to live better. Some went into the spiritual life. So they're monks and they went to meditation. And some of them got excellent results. Some other people, scientific, they started saying, well, what about the people that are very successful and they have money and they have good marriages and they have good families? So they started studying people when they were thinking, and they were able to put some electrodes in the brain, and they studied that. They discovered that there is people, for example, that are artists or that they're scientific or anything like that. There are 7 subharmonic waves in the brain. Every subharmonic is dedicated to one of the fields. And for example, there is a subharmonic for healing. There is a subharmonic for manifesting material gain. There is another one for sexual magnetism. There's another one for psychic. But they discovered also that when people try and figure out the 7 subharmonics at the same time, or binaural things at the same time, they were able to attract more things more quickly. And they really try to put the superimpose those subharmonics, and the results were absolutely faster. So this law is not about going out and getting it. It's not a law of deserving. It's not a law of earning. It is a law of vibrational match. We need to align our thoughts with what we are thinking. If there is something we desire, we need to put our attention into it. But there is one trick. The trick is, we have to think about what we want, not the lack of what we want. For example, I want more money. Oh, but you know what? Every time I think about money, oh my goodness, I get all freaked out, because this is what I was told when I was a child, that there was not enough. And attracting money is not about what we want. It's about how we feel about money. I also was taught that I needed to work very hard. And guess what? Thank you very much. This is what I've been doing, working very hard. So this law is absolutely amazing, because it is infallible. It works every single time. So if we need to have better results, we need to change our belief system or what we think about things. But we don't spend the time doing those things. We just get it. What are my belief systems about these? And I discovered many, many closets in my mind that they were not open. And it was pretty amazing. One of the interesting things that I found is, Abraham is saying that, I'm going to quote this, because this is important. If you are focused in the positive aspect of your mate, you would feel appreciation. But if you focus in the, I cannot read. Excuse me. Glad. See? I wanted to read like that, but I don't think I trust enough that I didn't need my glasses, but I do.
But you're talking about focus and getting assistance in focusing.
Here I have my focus. Very good focus. Thank you very much. If you are focusing the positive aspects of your mate, you will feel appreciation. But if we focus on the things we would like to be different, the preponderance of your thoughts will reflect the relationship with your mate. You create and literally thought your relationship into being. When I read that, I said, oh my goodness, did I do that? And you know what? It's absolutely true. Because it's not about what I was living, it's what I was thinking about what I was living. Things don't change it's because we are observing the things. I didn't take the time, the energy, and of course my great ignorance. It didn't allow me to do something else. So I am responsible for everything that happened in my relationship with my mate. And that's a very hard, horrible, very bitter medicine to swallow. But that's the truth. So then I found something very interesting. That worrying is using our imagination to create something we don't want. Why do we do that? So, this is the secret. If you think about something and you're feeling good, you're attracting good things into your life. If you think about something and you're feeling bad, please don't think about it. You get that. Every single time. I'm amazed at how stubborn I have been. I mean, I know these things. It's because we're lazy. Or it's because we don't believe those things because we don't see them. So, the other medicine was very hard. There's nothing that can come into your experience unless you invited it yourself. There is no exceptions in law of attraction. Now, if we only think about what we want, this is what we're going to manifest. There's another thing that I really like that I found that is quantum physics and what does it have to do with wealth and happiness. And quantum physics is a study of the subatomic particles. And it has everything to do, as I told you, Albert Einstein and Max Planck. They got a Nobel Prize for those things because they know that they're true. And it shows, these laws show that we are in direct manipulation of our world. So, even if our life appears to be, I'm not going to say the word again, but not as we wanted. We are not a victim of circumstances. In reality, we have the power of controlling everything that is happening to us. So, let's forget about this illusion of reality. And I would love to know the power of what we are doing right now. So, are we going to attract the things that we like or not, that we don't like? Now, to create that, I'm going to tell you very simple. There are four steps. Ready? You want to take notes? You want to take notes? Okay. The first thing that needs to happen is that you need to be very clear on what you want. That sometimes is not very difficult. It's difficult for me, at least. Sometimes, guess what? Sometimes I say, well, I don't know if I'm going to believe in Dallas or not Dallas, but you know what? I mean, oh, Pigeon is so beautiful. But in Dallas, I have my grandchildren. And, oh, you know what? And then I will have, I mean, I'd be better off with money. And, oh, but I miss my friends and my spiritual family. So, I mean, I'm not clear in what I want. So what do I need to ask? Well, I want to be clear. That's my first asking. I want to be clear of what I want. The second thing is visualize. Other difficult thing for me. I think for visualizing, there is a component of trust there. I want to be a movie star. Oh my goodness, did you see me lately? I mean, so we don't believe, so that's why we don't visualize. It takes energy and guts to visualize what we want. You know why we don't visualize? Because we are very scared. Maybe it won't come through. This is something I discover in my experience. What is happening? Well, I never have the time. Oh, sure. Well, somebody yelled at me when I was daydreaming in my bus when I was driving to school, or something. Or maybe my mother is here saying, "Oh, you know something? It's those good business that never happened." So something is blocking out there. We need to find what it is, because if we are not able to visualize, how are we going to manifest? The third part is not easy. That's the worst. Allow. I've been hearing Abraham to say allow for 10 years. Okay? And one day I says, what the hell is allow? Allow is relax, trust that things will happen. Oh, no, yes. I can say it will move more. But what about here? What about here? Am I expecting my miracles to happen? That's why we don't have what we want. It cannot be. It's law. So the third point is relax, trust that the law of attraction and that the universe is working for us. And four, if you need to take an inspired action, don't take action when you have not done the first job first. That's why we bump in everything. Where is the energy for manifestation? We have not created that one. So if you feel inspired to do something, do it. Even if you took, maybe your vibrational escrow, gonna translate that, is that everything that we thought is in a little treasure box, and we have it in an escrow. So maybe you think, well, I have thought about 35 years about getting a good job. Okay, I think I have an emotional escrow, okay? So, if I have an inspired action, well, maybe I can draw from that. Hopefully everything will be fine. Or I'm hoping that maybe this is the perfect manifestation. But that's okay. If it's not, we'll try again. And if it's not in this life, never mind. We'll try again. This is the play of it. Now, when we get clear of what we think, it's very important to feel good. This is very important to be in contact with our emotions. Sometimes we are clear about what we want, but we are fearful. There is a component of fear there, of distrust, of disappointment, of depression, of worrying, or there is a lot of things. We need to be very honest. This is a problem, that the universe is not listening to our words. It's listening to the vibration we have, and this is our thoughts, our emotions, our deepest secrets. So we cannot fake the universe. That's the problem. We want to, but we can't. So if we can feel good, our thought combined with our emotion, that's the right combination. So if we are excited about something, oh yeah, I have 2 weeks to get my mate, okay? Then you know something. Is combining is going to result much faster. But what do I say? Oh my goodness. Well, hopefully that mate will come one of these days. And the universe says, one of these days. That's what is happening, because the universe matches exactly. What about says, no, I don't, because this is a universe of inclusion, not of exclusion. No, I don't want cancer. The universe says, cancer. Who wants cancer? That one. So we have to be very careful. We have always to say, if we don't want cancer, we need to think about something else. About health, about how wonderful it is, about how, there's nothing in my family, I don't have anything in inheritance, and if I put my mind where I want, this is not going to happen to me. So I'm thinking about all the positive things instead of the fear of it. Because the universe matches exactly what you're saying. No, I don't want to be poor. Guess what? You're struggling about money. So anyhow, this is interesting. Now, and then we just leave everything to the universal manager. I want my red card, universe. Ciao. You leave it. You just leave it. I want my mate, or I want my house, or I want whatever it is. So, and to be without doubts, that is the most difficult thing to do. But act if you already have it, and be grateful. To me, being grateful is one of the things that just say thank you, even if you don't have it. Because if you say thank you, when you're scared about asking something and you say thank you because I know that you're going to give it to me, you can feel the relief, and that means that your vibration is completely changed. Now, there is a little secret. Every time you take the time, the energy to do this, you will never be the same person again. Every time that you do a little of this vibrational work, okay, your vibration has changed forever because you took the time to do it. So when you come back, you're in a much better place. Now, 99% of all the manifestations come before you can see it. The bad ones and the good ones, okay? That's a very important thing to do. I'm not going to say that. You can see, we have teachers around us. You can see how people are manifesting things, good things and bad things. Because sometimes we don't see our life very well. Because this is very scary. What you have been thinking and vibrating is exactly what you're having in your life. That's horrible sometimes, okay? But it's showing you, look, I love to put in my clients and everything, I love to put colors, because colors are very inoffensive. You don't offend anybody. If I tell you, you're orange, you're blue, and you're green, nobody gets offended, right? Well, so if I say, well, okay, my life right now is orange. Let me see how people are doing with their orange vibration. Well, such and such, this one. Such and such, this one. My father, such and my aunt, blah, 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 blah. See people how they think, what they say, what they talk about, what the goals are, and look at the manifestation of the other people. Now, let's see Connie. Her color is blue. Okay. What is she manifesting in her life? How she's doing it? We can learn. What my father is manifesting in his life. What? So people that are, they are excellent teachers, and we learn. If we don't learn from our life, we can always see somebody else, which is less threatening for our ego than seeing ourselves. But now I laugh. I mean, this morning, I get up and I says, yeah, I'm perfectly well. My alarm clock functioned very well. I'm so happy. And then I don't know what I was thinking. Guess what? I dropped the coffee. But I don't remember what I thought. But I laugh because I said, you know what? Perfect match. Thank you. And you know what? Cleaning a stupid coffee that you drop it, I mean, it's not that. I said, thank you, universe. If that was a manifestation, I can deal with it. And you clean it. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But and then you start seeing what you think and what is coming is a perfect match. And then you're going to trust it in those little things. So, this is a hard for me to swallow. And I think everybody has a little aspect that is really difficult to swallow. And it shows. It says that you don't need to work very hard to have whatever you want in life. And I'm going to be very personal. I had a problem with my family. Money, of course, money. Of sportswear people, money problem. And I mean, emails go back and forth, phone numbers, people ugly. Oh, you could see, I mean, ugly things. I mean, it was one week, it was terrible. So finally, I mean, at the end, I was very tired. I was, I mean, talking to my son in one phone. The other, my brother was calling me. The Skype was ringing. I mean, my goodness. So finally, I had a horrible meltdown. And I cried and everything, I mean, I yell, I cry, I was angry, whatever, 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 whatever. And, I mean, so I hung the phone and I says, I'm going to put my tennis shoes and I'm going to go for a walk. And I says, what was this about? What was this about? Because it was absolutely, I mean, completely out of proportion. And I said, well, you know something, I just had a meltdown. Okay, number one. Number two, it's not about what is happening right now. Is something that has happened in the future and many times. Number three, I'm not good at handling stress. I mean, I blew out. So I was thinking about that, and I said, you know what? And then, I mean, I just went down, because, I mean, if you go to my apartment, just went down didn't even took the lake to go to my walk, but I took the other side that you have to walk about two blocks. And then I arrived in the middle of the lake, and the sun was so beautiful, this big orange. And I mean, I just, what? I saw exactly the contrast. I just, I forgot everything that I know. Wow, this is not a way to live. Who cares about the stupid money? The universe will have 150 million avenues to give me that money. Besides, it's not that much. Besides, you know what? I don't want to have these jacky feelings with all my family. I don't want to be... I feel miserable. And guess what? No money in the world. I'm worth more money right now than all the money, because those jacky feelings, it really feels ugly. I don't care. Universe, right now, let me figure. I have the money, and I just throw it into the lake, and I just, I don't want that money. Because every penny that I'm going to spend is going to remind me about this. Thank you very much. You'll give me the money some other way. And I went for my walk happily ever after. I mean, the relief was so amazing. I called my brother and says, you are completely cuckoo. Completely cuckoo! Yes, I said, you know what? But listen to this. Right now, I'm completely sane. I was completely cuckoo when I came. Half an hour later, okay? I think when we... And then I did, because one of the things I thought, what is better, to be happy or to be right? I am right, but I'm unhappy. You know what? No word. It's not word. I think when you take that leap on faith, the universe gives you back. Because the manifestations in the spiritual world has not stopped on how many things I have been able to learn lately. It's like when you trust, the flow opens. When you are constricted with your doubts and your little things, I mean, your valve is completely closed. You don't hear, you don't see, you don't listen, you don't learn, you don't nothing. The moment you let go, the cascades of Niagara coming to you and they flood you. There is nothing I can tell you but my experience. And it was really very funny. I still don't have the money. Who cares? But I know it will come in many different ways. Or if it doesn't come in a whole chunk, who cares? If I have enough to survive, like I'm surviving and having the life that I can, I mean, who needs the money? Is it because I wanted to put it in the bank? Do I have an interesting project? The project I have, they are not, I mean, as tiny as those ones. I have big projects. So I said, so you have to think of the things you want. I mean, how really we are going to do this business with the universe about it? How we are dealing with our life circumstances, how we negotiate with the universe. This for me has been the real issue this week. How do we negotiate with the universe? What is really happening? When you negotiate, you come with your folder full of all your papers and your bank statements and everything like that. You really have a bunch of things to bring. So how are we negotiating with the universe these things that we want? What are our fears? What are our doubts? What are we willing to let go? What are the thoughts that are not serving us well? What are the belief systems that we need to change? So we need really to spend some time. If you go and ask for a loan, you take the time to do it. Why don't we do this business with the universe? So that we can discover exactly what our vibration is, to be sure that our vibration is in sync with what we need to get. That's my feeling. And we need to trust that the law of attraction is consistent. And then we can relax and we can trust, knowing that the universe is working for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.